This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a Wednesday morning edition as I broadcast live from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and this is tomorrow's news tonight you're hearing right here from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs here in the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. Jump in the Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and like the page, and then get in the chat room and converse with us right now, like a whole bunch of people are doing. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, is Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
I'm going to start with Joe Biden because of something you and I just talked about during the break. But first of all, this was Joe Biden taking questions yesterday where he, in his own words, and you're going to get to hear it here in just a second, admitted that he's being tested and is constantly being tested for his cognitivity. Holy smokes. Listen to this.
Question real quick. Some have speculated, sir, that you are subject to some degree of cognitive decline. I'm 65. I don't have word recollection that I used to have. I forget my train of thought from time to time. You got 12 years on me, sir. Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested. Look, all I got to do is watch me and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
You know, he said that with a lot of gusto and whatnot, and you could tell that he got all fired up and all that. But to begin with, he was kind of roaming around back and forth. I guess he was going to leave the stage or something, but he was roaming around, and he came back to the mic. I mean, what the heck's going on here?
Well, it's kind of like he really doesn't know what to do.
Right.
You know, he could always follow Obama's lead as vice president, but here he has nobody's lead to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So if something is not scripted, and a lot of times even if it is scripted, you know, he does better. But if it's something is not scripted, he's just way out there. And so there wasn't time for a follow-up question to say, oh, does that mean medically that you're having your cognitive mental acuity medically tested?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Now, you and I were talking during the break, and I've talked about this in a couple of 3 weeks ago. I don't remember the exact date. But we were talking about how the Ukraine was still investigating Burisma, and oh, gee whiz, they had a couple of new prosecutors involved in this. And then you and I were talking during the break that not only has Joe Biden's name come up, but somebody else's name is in the mix there, too.
I watched a very long, it got virtually no press, but there was quite a press conference done by two prosecutors slash investigators in Ukraine. And it was all done in their native language, but they were, they had all the subtitles, and it's almost like you had to watch it a couple of times. But, they have come up with all kinds of new documents. They have actually translated parts of phone calls that, Biden had, with several Ukrainians too. And those phone calls didn't translate very well for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough, the other person that is being implicated in their investigation when it comes to Burisma is Ambassador George Kent.
Yep.
So we need to not forget that there are several investigations still in the pipeline. And obviously Burisma is one of them. John Durham's business and what he's doing is yet another.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, timing is everything, especially in an election year. So, we need to, you know, keep our, nose to the grindstone here, because I think we're going to have some interesting surprises come our way.
Now, Stephen Tidland is saying, I can hardly wait for Biden to compare himself to President Trump and the debate start, because what a show that's going to be.
Yeah, indeed so. Indeed so. And Biden was asked that question yesterday. You have agreed to three debates. And he's like, oh, yes, I have. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll debate anybody anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dude.
Yep. I think he's going to have a problem. Because the other thing about dementia, unless he's got some really good medication going on that night, is stress brings that on.
Ginkgo biloba.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I know ginkgo biloba. That's, you know, something I haven't talked about that in years. I used to have that. That was one of my sponsors on the radio. Ginkgo biloba. And I used to have to spell it out. The commercial was GINKOBILOBA. All right. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And by the way, if you want to know what's going on before anybody else knows it, go over to the website. And here comes the music. So Denise and I will be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Russia. But not for long. Not for long. Because there's a lot more stuff going on. I'll be right back. And by the way, they got chopped in the chop section of Seattle last night. But they're not leaving yet. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I currently am taking the fruits and veggies, and I've been taking them for, I don't know, about 2.5 or 3 months now, whatever. But I'm telling you, they're working for me. And my doctor told me the other day when I went back in there again, and I see the doctor every week for the problem I have with my left leg, and he says to me, he goes, "Man, I don't know what you're doing, but it's working. Keep on doing what you're doing." So, you know, I showed them the pills again that I got. They're actually capsules of Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. The reds are the fruits, the greens are the veggies. And I can tell you, it's given me a little bit more pep in my step and helped me out with the swelling and all that stuff I got with my ankle, plus the problems that I was having there with infection that I had internally. In the bloodstream, and it took care of all of that. And of course, nobody ever eats enough of the right foods, and you never get your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either. But this way you do. All it is 4 capsules a day, 2 in the morning, 2 at night. Boom, you're in like Flynn. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Now, all you got to do, let's go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. You can speak to a health coach that way. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, back to Denise Simon. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, Russia. The Democrats are putting a lot of pressure on the president. They want him to have a report to the nation or whatever and come out and talk about what he knows about Russia putting a bounty on the U.S. troops. We've also heard from the Department of Defense, and they pretty much debunked what the New York Times article had to say and the way they had to say it. But what say you about all this? Is this going to be around for a while, isn't it?
it's because the Democrats are making it an issue. And let's not forget that it, you know, we're treating the Taliban as though it, they are respectable, leaders in government and in the world. And, you know, they wrote a letter, they wrote an op-ed to the New York Times a couple of months ago, and the New York Times printed it. You know, it's kind of like, really, dude? But here's, so, you know, there was a Democrat briefing yesterday, and so the Republicans were in there, too, and they came away with two very different conclusions on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not forget, now the New York Times is kind of doubling down because now they say they have seen financial transactions where Russia is, you know, giving money to the Taliban. So that must be the assumption that it's used for bounties on U.S. troops.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one person, the one group of people in this whole debate that hasn't been asked are the troops.
Yeah.
I mean, the way the New York Times wrote this article is like our troops in Afghanistan are sitting ducks. That's not the way we operate.
Nope.
We our troops there know pretty much just about anything that's happening on the ground.
Yep.
Now, I would also say that the New York Times must have missed the memo because it was John Kerry and Obama that gave Iran, you know, billions of dollars.
Yep,
right?
They did. I sure
okay.
do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have this little place called Quetta, Pakistan,
mm-hmm.
and we also have another place in Iran called Mashhad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, both of those locations are there because Iran has given those two locations safe haven to the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to forget that Iran has a very close relationship with the Taliban.
Correct.
And so did the New York Times miss that memo?
Yeah.
You know?
All right, let's
give me a break.
Let's go to Backgammon Bob, who's on the telephone, and I'm sure he's got another one of his challenging questions. Isn't that right there, Backgammon Bob?
A strong challenge for you, Kim. Anyway, I heard they're going to have another stimulus check coming out, and I was wondering if you knew anything about that. And the second part of that is, aren't these stimulus checks in effect a way of freeing more money and devaluing the currency in effect?
Okay. Okay, well, I'll answer the first part of it. Yes, we are going to have another stimulus. Yes, it's going to be discussed after the 4th of July recess, and it looks like it's going to be another $1,200 to the same people that got it before. But the difference this time is, when it comes to the stimulus, I believe they're going to include and get some more businesses involved in this because they missed some businesses the last time around. What say you, Denise?
Well, there are two different things you're talking about there because a stimulus check going to individuals has nothing to do with money going to businesses.
But it's
going to
be the same thing in the bill, I think, is what I was told. But go ahead.
Well, we haven't spent all the money going to the businesses yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Mnuchin has been asking Congress now, since they have unspent money there and a lot of it,
mm-hmm.
To repurpose it, but you need congressional approval in order to do that. And of course, the House is, you know, they're not even in session. We're not even sure what they're doing. But having said that about devaluing the currency, yeah, I mean, that's what we do. We are digitally just printing money out of whole cloth and just adding to the debt.
Yep.
So yes.
Yep. Now, Mnuchin used the word hardest hit businesses were going to be emphasized this time. I don't know who the hardest hit businesses are, do you?
Hospitality.
Oh, okay, so like restaurants and hotels.
Yeah,
right.
Bars, yeah. Because it's not just them. Those are necessarily the storefronts. But
mm-hmm.
behind that, you have all of the vendors, all the suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got the food brokers, you've got the liquor people, you know. So, you know, they're having a terrible time, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, California, our friend Tom Del Bacardo out there in California, he sent me a message last night. He probably sent you the same one. He said that all these restaurants were prepared for a big 4th of July because California was opening up. They ordered their food. They got everything in place, and boom, they're all shut down.
Yeah, they interviewed a restaurateur I saw yesterday where, you know, during this whole thing, he had to lay off 45 people.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the reopening and so forth, he was able to hire 12 back.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got to reopen. And then they slammed the door on it, so he couldn't reopen. So of the 12 he hired back, he's now going to have to terminate 6 of the 12.
Now, will they not let them in California do the carry-out stuff and the curb delivery, or no?
Yeah, but that doesn't nearly make up for.
Oh, sure.
In you know, I mean, that's just not sure. Even that. In most cases, that's not even enough to keep the lights on.
No, I agree. Yeah, but I was just wondering because I didn't hear that mention. I was thinking, my, did they just shut everything down altogether? But, you know, in the fast food restaurants, they don't care because they're all drive-through anyway for the most part. Well, not all, but most of them.
Almost everybody in that kind of, I mean, almost everybody has some kind of a, you know, a drive-through or curbside pickup or anything else. I mean, so, but that's not, it's just an extra service or extra benefit. It's not enough to keep the business functional.
Okay. Now, in Seattle, the mayor is having a go-around with the city councilwoman who gave everybody her address, and they came over and did a big protest in front of her place. So she's going, I want this socialist investigated and all that stuff. But on top of that, the little folks in the country of CHOP in the middle of Seattle are saying, we ain't going nowhere, even though they were there yesterday with cranes and whatnot, lifting up the concrete blocks and all that. With some protests, people laid down and said, you're not driving out over me.
Well, they did remove a handful of barriers in CHOP yesterday, but then these choppers, they put up some of their own homemade barriers, if you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, to hear Dirk and the mayors talk about it, they're in negotiations with the choppers about getting the police precinct building back. Yeah. Who negotiates with these kind of people?
You don't.
I mean, it can't even be a rational discussion.
No, you don't. Especially when 2 nights ago, was it, there were 2 people killed in a car?
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the middle of all this? I mean, come on. I mean, they've lost law and order, and they got people walking around with long guns, and it looks like as if it's an iron fortress in some respects. But anyway, we'll let you go, and you have yourself a great day. Stay cool, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Trot on over there and sign up for the great articles that she writes and see the things that she puts out there and find out all the different things that she's involved in. Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And I'll be right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment. Chris Markowski coming up in about 15 minutes.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The global death toll from COVID-19 is now over 500,000, and the United States death toll is 1/4 of the world total at just over 125,000. Dr. Anthony Fauci, told a Senate hearing that the entire nation is in danger due to the pandemic.
I can't make an accurate prediction, but it is going to be very disturbing. I will guarantee you that, because when you have an outbreak in one part of the country, even though in other parts of the country they're doing well, they are vulnerable. I made that point very clearly last week at a press conference. We can't just focus on those areas that are having the surge. It puts the entire country at risk.
The European Union will reopen its borders to travelers from 14 countries, but Americans are being excluded for now as cases of coronavirus continue to surge. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy that has two campuses to take care of you. We'll tell you where they're at in just a minute. But if you want a secure future and you want to land with both feet on the ground, listen up to National Aviation as they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more people are currently in a situation where they might have a job and they might not have a job and you don't know what's going to happen next. Well, let me make a suggestion to everybody that's sitting there right now that might be on what's called the bubble. If you are a veteran, number one, and you are a post-9/11 veteran, number two, you've got GI benefits that you can probably use to become an aviation maintenance tech, and your schooling will all be paid for you, because in 14 short months, guess what? You will wind up as an aviation maintenance tech starting out at a minimum of $60,000 a year for a 40-hour week. You can make a lot more than that. Now, if you're
pre-9/11, you probably used your benefits so you can get a student loan. But general public can also do that too, get a student loan. And you can become an aviation maintenance tech because you are going to have job security like you have never seen before. There are literally thousands of aircraft across the country and around the world that need to be recertified because they've been parked. Commercial airlines in particular that need to be recertified. They need to be repaired. If there's a repair that needs to be made, then they need to be recertified to put back up in the air again. Can't do it unless they've got a certified aviation maintenance tech to sign off on the aircraft and get it up in the air. So that being said, you want to talk about jobs that you're going to have? You couldn't hire enough aviation maintenance techs to take care of all the aircraft that's sitting there right now. But you can certainly train them, and you'll have a job right off the bat. So here's what I want you to do. Two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Mass, outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. That's the National Aviation Academy. Their website, naa.edu. Their phone number, 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour at one of their two locations, whichever one works the best for you. Now, the United States Army, surprise, surprise, is about ready to have a little fun with our adversaries or our enemies over in Europe. Because right now, we're being told that light infantry army units in Europe will soon have an electronic attack capability to deny, degrade, and disrupt any enemy signals. This is big. It's more so than jamming. It's similar to it, but it's more so than jamming. Now, lawmakers in the Senate are proposing a new hurdle in the Army's race to replace its outdated physical fitness test. They're balking at the fact, what do you mean they want to scale back on the physical fitness? Well, we'll see. We'll see. By the way, the 14th Command Sergeant Major of the United States Army Reserve will be Sergeant Major Andrew Lombardo, the Army Reserve announced. Congratulations to Sergeant Major Lombardo. Now, three Fort Bragg families have filed a class action suit complaint against the installation's housing partner, claiming their on-post homes have mold, lead-based paint, and wood rot in them. That's not pretty. We'll see how that all works out. And with this Army recruiting office now, in the pandemic and everything that's been going on, many of the recruiting offices have been shuttered due to the coronavirus. They've been doing a lot of things on social media. So, again, it's all up to the who's and the whys and the hows. You know, not to be outdone, the Navy, can't forget the Navy. There happen to be two carrier strike groups operating together in the 7th Fleet waters. Those are the aircraft carriers Nimitz and Ronald Reagan. They began their dual carrier operations in the Philippine Sea, capping off a month that saw three carrier strike groups operating in the waters of the Japan-based U.S. 7th Fleet. One of them has now moved over into another area. And Greg Slavonic is now formally serving as the acting Undersecretary of the Navy after having been performing the duties of that role since last April. He has now been officially tapped to be the Undersecretary of the Navy, and he may, in fact, be the acting Secretary of the Navy, might even get the permanent appointment. We'll see how that happens there. And one last little thing. Remember that Air Force sergeant, staff sergeant, who went berserk and apparently killed a federal guard in Oakland, California? Well, he's been indicted for that and attempted murder and murder for allegedly killing a federal security agent in Northern California, wounding his partner amid protests against police brutality. He apparently went off the deep end. All right, let me go to the telephone line here because I do believe we've got Eric and Seminole on the line. Is that you, sir?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Great show and a myriad of awesome topics. Real quick, last military break, you had addressed racism in the military.
Yes, sir.
With that racism in the military. When I was with the Marines, there were two shades of green, dark green and light green. And the only reason you denoted dark green or light green is in case that there were multiple Marines and or corpsmen assigned that had similar last names or identical last names. That was it. That was their, one color was green. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And this, how should I say, that's, that sort of malarkey, particularly in the unit that I was assigned to and part of, you didn't play that game.
No.
That game did not get played whatsoever. You found some of that more in the administrative billets, particularly like at the larger naval installations and
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, Roger.
You were in a combat unit, right?
Absolutely, sir. Yes,
well,
sir.
In a combat unit, we didn't have time to worry about that. We were too worried about surviving and go on to whatever we were going to do next, and we could have cared less about the color of your skin.
Absolutely, and you know, I never fired a shot out of anger, but the main thing you were concerned about is what the only color you were concerned about at that time was red. Who's
right.
bleeding? Who's not?
Yep.
You know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our training, centered around, if you will. Now, we're in the military break again. Next thing, you were talking about, the COVID numbers, and I'm not trying to lament the topic or anything, but I believe that is an existential threat to our nation's security. And here's why. I believe it's the federal government and entities within the federal government that are putting our nation and the health of our United States at risk here. And here's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's stories coming out now that the numbers as early as April were being combined with regular influenza numbers and testing because they threw out
our
PCR numbers, and that there are studies that were done even out of the state of Pennsylvania, because that was another state that was hit immensely hard, that said that, as I say this, said that the horse had already taken off out of the gate before the lockdown went in. And then they were just counting those, and all the cases were people who were already in lockdown. So that means that the horse left the ranch, and that if that is the case, that truly is the case, then the death rate is even, and the illness rate is even lower.
Well,
because of the potential mutagenic property.
You heard what I said about Advent Health and the numbers that they said, whoops, wait a minute here, we made a mistake. There's another company that came out whose name I'm not going to mention just yet because it's strictly something that I saw. They've not made it public, so I'm not going to make it public before they do. But there's another testing company that's come out that said that they got a hold of some of the Chinese tests, and guess what? They didn't work.
Absolutely.
They didn't work.
You read some of those stories, they say, you know, 30 plus thousand.
That's what we know about.
That we know about, that are incorrect. And if you read some of those articles, they only talk about maybe less than 10,000 people that need to be retested. And here's where I'm going with this. I'm of the opinion, and it's becoming evident through putting, you know, using common sense, reading some of these articles, that if previously a case was a case, you got tested, you tested positive, that was one case.
Yep.
And there were presumptive cases, but they weren't counted as a COVID-19 patient. They were just presumed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cases are one case equals one patient.
Okay.
Plus one positive test, plus each subsequent test, and that is the X number.
You got to run because you're going to get cut off right now.
You're going to get cut off.
Sorry about that, Eric. It cut you off. That's the computer. And, folks, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. But Eric was making a great point. I wish I could have derailed the computer, but...
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, happen to be up there in Charleston, Georgia, and guess what? They are listening to us right now on the affiliate up there, 1330 LBB, and thank you very much, and a big shout out to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, just down the road, a tad bit of big hooah out there to all of them. Now, this portion of my conversation with Chris Markowski brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, remember, if you want to take advantage of saving a bunch of money and trying what I know is working for me, it's called the fruits and veggies. You know, we know that not everybody gets their daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and I got a simple way to do it right now. It's called four little capsules, two in the morning, two at night. And it gives you not only the opportunity to be able to get a little bit more pep in your step, but it also helps do things like stabilize, in my particular case, stabilize your blood pressure. And also, guess what? Lose a little bit of weight because you're not eating all that stuff that you're eating, because taking the fruits and vegetables
curtails your appetite a bit. So guess what? For a limited time, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. All you got to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can give them a call, too, at 800-246-8751. You'll speak to a health coach that way. But to start saving money and feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And always tell them the captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski, and I hear a road trip's in line for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, here's why. The New York PD, AOC, says, we want more than $1 billion taken away from the NYPD. Defunding means defunding. So we want the New York PD defunded. Take their $6 billion away from them. Okay, when that happens, when are you moving?
I'll be out.
When are you moving?
I don't live in New York City.
No, but you're close.
I'm close, but not that close.
Jeez.
It's frightening. It is. That'll never happen. Obviously, it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Hyperbole that's coming out of her mouth. But the police department's already going to be hurt enough, losing $1 billion. Who knows what's going to happen next? Again, you know, elections have consequences. New York City's been around for a while, and there's an ebb and flow to the place. And, you know, you can go from Rudy Giuliani through Michael Bloomberg and see the amount of wealth that was created in that city, and you're watching it all go away.
Yeah, you're right. And de Blasio, how they can't do a recall on him and get serious about it is beyond me. Because I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters in the NYPD, the ones that I've been talking to a man, to a woman, are telling me de Blasio, if they could recall him together and just use the NYPD police union to do it, he'd be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, Matt, unfortunately, these police unions always end up backing Democrats.
The Nationals, the happens. Nationals.
And you know, if you're a well-trained police officer, and the New York City Police Department and their police officers, the training is some of the best in the world.
You bet.
I'm sure they can transfer to other places around the country, and other departments would love to have them.
You bet.
Because obviously you don't have to spend the money training them; they're already trained, and they're probably going to be trained better than that you could do at your area. So. You know, if they don't, I would suggest a lot of, and it's happening. A lot of these police officers are just leaving, they're retiring, and they're moving.
Yeah.
And that's going to probably continue.
And it's the same way with the fire department up there, because I had 16 different diplomas from 16 different schools, and I'm talking about anywhere from 3 to 5 month schools over the 25-year career that I had active duty, and that immediately antiquated itself to where, are you sure you can't do something down here in Florida? And I did, but anyway, that's a horse of a different color. Now, let me talk about something here. Because the Senate yesterday extended the small business coronavirus relief program. Now, that's not a bad idea because there were a whole bunch of businesses that couldn't quite get help.
Well, the money's there. Nobody's claimed it or went after it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's a look at it this way. It's not like it's a anything is being allocated or there's any new funds. The funds are just there, so they'll just say they'll extend the program. Waiting for people to go ahead and go ahead and utilize those loans. But I think at this point in time, it's going to be tough. I think a lot of these businesses, just decided not to take it because they knew they're not going to open. I mean, look what happened in New Jersey. They were promising the restaurants that they were going to open up. And then you're just short of when they were supposed to open up, he changed his mind. So all of those businesses went out and they ordered food and they make preparations to open up. And then the guy says, no, you can't open. So all those businesses are hurt even further. It's going to be a mass wipeout of small business without a doubt. You're going to see, and we talked about this, upwards of 40%+. I mean, you just had news that here in New York City, they're not going to open up Broadway until January.
Yeah.
Who's going to go to eat down there in the theater district?
Nobody.
All those restaurants that are down there, mm-hmm. Who's going to go? No one. I mean, they can open the restaurants a little bit. No one's going to go down there.
Nope.
There's no point. So all of those places are going to be completely wiped out. It's a ripple effect throughout that entire area. It's going to look pretty scary. It's going to look almost like a ghost town, something as some sort of apocalyptic movie. It's going to be frightening.
Well, there's two things that are coming as part of the next stimulus bill, which we hear is coming after the Congress, the House, and the Senate comes back after the 4th of July recess. And that is, number one, the stimulus checks are coming back to the tune of $1,200. And number two, they're seriously considering extending the unemployment through the end of the year. That's $600 per week.
I don't think that that's going to go through. I really don't.
I hope not.
I really don't. That'll just get us another, nail in the coffin for small businesses trying to get workers to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be a mess for them. They can't go ahead and do that. That's absolutely insane, especially the way that the program is structured right now. It doesn't make any sense. Another $1,200 stimulus, it's just dumb. It really is. These are politicians looking to sign their name onto something to help themselves get reelected. Wasn't happy that Donald Trump signed any of this stuff the first time. Shouldn't have been done. It shouldn't have been done the second. Hopefully it's not going to be done the second time.
Well, it's the Democrats that are proposing it. We'll see. And, of course, that $2,400 on the unemployment at $600 per week on top of what they would normally get, around $300 a week for unemployment. They were never supposed to get rich on that. It was just something to help them get by. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, Chris, our governor down here, Ron DeSantis in Florida, he said, we are not going backwards. We are not going to shut down anybody that's telling you we are or we're thinking about it. It ain't happening.
Not necessary.
Nope.
And I don't care what Fauci says. Fauci's full of crap. Yesterday he's like, oh, 100,000
Fauci needs to sit down and shut up.
First and foremost, there's way more than 100,000 cases.
Yep.
The CDC already said it's probably 10 times. If there's 30,000, then there's probably 300,000. It's probably even greater than that. Enough's enough. I mean, this thing is working its way through. You're not going to stop it. It's just not going to happen. You have to go about dealing with hospitals, and there's going to be flare-ups in certain areas. And if you have to slow things down to flatten the curve, which was the original policy, you go ahead, you do that. But to think that it's just going to up and disappear is patent. It's just nuts. It really is. It's getting to the point in time where I almost think that they want to, keep this thing going so they can make a fortune selling whatever type of vaccine or drug that they want to put out. It's absolutely patently absurd.
By the way, you're in an area where you have to wear a mask up there inside and out. Is that correct?
Well, we're supposed to wear one outside if you can. No, you're not forced outside. Inside, you have to. They want you to wear a mask when you go.
Well, have I got
a deal? If you're in a, it makes no sense. If you're in a restaurant, you're sitting down at a dinner table, you're not wearing a mask.
But have I got a deal for you? You want to look patriotic, we'll get you one with an American flag on it, make you feel like a good guy, and go up there and alienate all the Black Lives Matter folks.
We don't have an overwhelming amount of that stuff going on where I live. We really don't. It's getting close to the 4th of July, and I look at the American flag, and I'm starting to say, I don't think people really understand what this flag means anymore. We've really, really gone soft in this country. We're afraid of our own shadow with everything that we do, and it's just I don't know if we've got enough metal in people nowadays to go ahead and to be that country that's supposed to be about freedom. Because, Benjamin Franklin said, he said, it's a republic if you can keep it. And I don't think a lot of people want to keep it anymore. They'd rather be told what to do.
Yeah, well, this is coming from your neck of the woods. Goldman Sachs says a national mask mandate could raise the percentage of people who wear masks by 15 percentage points and cut the daily growth rate of cases and eventually save the economy from a hefty financial hit by 5%. It could save the GDP from going down 5%.
Yeah, you believe that? I got a bridge I want to sell.
All right, well, we'll talk again tomorrow, because I'll tell you about what we were talking about off air there, and I'll give you an idea. But Chris Markowski, have a great day, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out. He's got a daily podcast, and on the weekend, his show goes out all across the country on many of these same stations. I'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.